It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. This is a special day for the Grillin' Guys. We are doing our very first live brewery show from our favorite brewer in Battle Creek, Michigan, Arcadia Brewery. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop, and good morning to everybody out there in the Fruited Plains listening on this nice cold Michigan morning. You know, we got a little fog setting in. It's pretty brisk out. It's one of those beautiful fall mornings. It's going to be a great day because we're at Arcadia Ales, Arcadia Brewing Company, technically known, and downtown Battle Creek is looking stellar. This tap room is, it's like walking into a giant Cheers, in my opinion.
It is. They've got a great bar set up. They've got a wonderful kitchen. We'll be breaking down that menu and their beer selections here in a minute. But we've got a busy day today. We're going to be kicking off a lot of tailgates as well as Halloween parties that are going to be happening today, with Halloween being on Monday. We've got our friend Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats is going to be joining us.
It's a Tim show.
Yeah, it's a Tim surprise. Tim Sobey. Big Paulie's coming in from the East Coast, going to talk a little bit about what's going on out there, and then I think we're actually going to talk about a little venison, elk, and moose on the grill too. So we got a busy show today, but joining us right now we have the proprietor extraordinaire, Tim Surprise. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, gentlemen. Boy, venison, elk, and moose. I got lucky on the show selection for recipes today. I can't wait to hear a little bit more about that, but welcome to Battle Creek. It's a typical fall day. It looks like we might get rain down a little bit later, but just a passing shower. Feel honored and privileged that this is your first brewery visit. So hopefully we can add a little dimension to what the Grillin' Guys have done. You guys have been an awesome travel and road show this past summer. I remember hooking up with you last at D&W Parkview not too terribly long ago, and you guys had some fun out there with some sausage and a lot of things going on.
It was good.
We decided that in addition to beer that we can talk about a little bit today, as you can see outside on the sidewalk, the big green egg is getting fired up. So we've got a couple of treats set up for you, including something off our Southern Pride smoker too, that goes pretty much 5-6 days a week out back. So we're going to hit you from two different angles, if that's okay.
That's one of the first things I remember about you. Now, you came down and did a broadcast with us about a year ago when you first, before you came on, maybe even as a sponsor, you came in and you brought some your wonderful beers up, and you came in for a segment and stayed for the whole show. He was so good on the show that we wouldn't let him leave. Yeah. We were having more fun, I think, than he was. But yeah.
That wasn't an easy, wasn't that difficult an agenda to steal, Bob, for God's sakes. I brought a couple of six packs. You guys were happy, and I could just start talking about beer and barbecue. No, but
well, it's an easy formula, man. We're not rocket scientists. I get it. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
But one other thing I want to throw out there for you guys tomorrow morning. I haven't had a chance. We've been busy here, thankfully, at Arcadia. Our growth has been great. All Michigan brewers, as you can see the hat that I'm wearing today, Michigan, the great beer state. It's the community that you guys are up in broadcasting in Grand Rapids has been a tremendous market for all of us, founders, schmoes, Grand Rapids Brewing Company. Brewery Vivant that just got started. Between what's going on in Grand Rapids and West Michigan, but throughout the state, it's great for craft beer, and you guys have been a big part of helping us get that message out there. So,
it's a labor of love.
Yeah, I know. It's tough work, but somebody's got to do it, right?
So if nobody's been down here to Arcadia Brewery and Arcadia Ales, where are we located?
Well, we're downtown Battle Creek. If you're coming from north in Grand Rapids, you'd probably take M37 or 131 down to I-94, depending on what part of town you live in, and just take Michigan Avenue if you're coming from M37 and take it east, and you'll come right past us on the right as you get into the newly transformed. We're under a little bit of construction here, but thankfully the street in front of us, which had been closed for 5-6 months, is now open, and I think people are going to love what they see. It's going to be a nice transition to this community. And then from 94, you just take exit 98B, follow it to downtown Battle Creek, and when you get off that expressway, make a left or head west on Michigan Avenue, and you'll run into us. So we're located right downtown. Been here 15 years this year.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's, celebrating that's awesome. 15, which I'll put a shameless plug in for our anniversary party, if I can, real quickly before you guys put the
No
the
shame, man. Go for it.
December 3rd, we're going to be celebrating 15 in the official way that we always do, which is a Highland or a Scottish-themed Christmas party, where we all kilt up, break out the haggis, and bring in some great Celtic bands, raise money for the Food Bank of South Central Michigan, which is a real needy, great organization doing tremendous work, but they can't get enough resources to do more of it. So
sure.
We try to help them annually with that, with our anniversary party. But yeah, lots going on. Proud to be here in Battle Creek, and we're going to continue to have some fun with the community here over the next 15 years.
So if you're coming from west of Grand Rapids, like Jop and I do, being Lowell boys, we took 37 down. We took the back roads, hit 37.
It's a great ride.
It brought us right into, is that Michigan Avenue?
Yes.
Yeah, and took a left, and bang, right here. And this downtown is looking so cool. I mean, most people in Michigan have probably never been to Battle Creek. I'm finding that a lot of people don't really travel their state well enough anyway.
Now, some of them may have been here years ago when Kellogg did a tour. Kellogg Company has integrated themselves into the community here literally for over 100 and some odd years, the cereal city, if you will, yep, was known to a lot of people in the Midwest as the place that they came to as children or at some point in their life and took the actual Kellogg plant tour. But it's been several years probably since the company did that, but we're still here. It's a Kellogg town still.
Speaking of a cereal city, you know, when people roll in here, you've got some really unique brews that you've put together, and one of them is called the Cereal Killer. And I know it's a play on words, but tell us a little bit about that.
The Cereal Killer, C-E-R-E-A-L, by the way, is I have to give credit to a guy in the beer business that I've met years ago, Dave Gospel from Bryant Distributing down in Kentucky. Dave used to be a brewer and had at a pub in Kentucky, or at a brewery in Kentucky, he had a brand that he called it Cereal Killer Barley Wine. And so he gave me permission to use that years ago, and we did. The barley wine category of beers is a big, malty, oftentimes vinous character.
Very tasty.
It's got high alcohol, lots of flavor and malt and et cetera. And that's won us a couple of medals, so that's one of our favorites for sure.
Yeah, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the specific brews that we have here at Arcadia and what you might eat with those particular brews, because there are some unique flavors down here. You know, Bob and I were talking a little bit on the way down about how I used to be just a commercial beer junkie, and now I can't stand it. I love my microbrews. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.